SD Motorsports on AM 1170. The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
This is the San Diego Motorsports Show on AM 1170, The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on the San Diego Motorsports Show. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome to San Diego Motorsports. The segment's brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better. Go to ElCajonFord.com. In fact, they're still up at Walmart parking lot right off Las Coches. If you want to get a screaming deal, this is the day to do it because they don't want to haul anything back. Need to call them, 619-579-8888. All right, before we chat with our...
Screaming deal on a TV.
Yeah, no, but before we talk to our guests, I do want to correct myself, and I had no idea that people marinated enchiladas. I'm really looking forward to tasting those to see how delicious they are. So I had never heard of it. And I asked Mark, and Mark, have you ever heard of marinating enchiladas?
No, but I'm going to see how that recipe comes out.
I know, but now...
I can't wait.
So I do apologize for that. I just didn't know.
She's an accomplished cook, so...
I know, you told me that. So, and since there's three cooks in the house here, this ought to be an interesting Barrett-Jackson party. But hey, be that as it may, we have a very, very special guest in the house, Travis Payton?
Petten.
Travis, I met Travis... was it last weekend or the weekend before?
Yes, last weekend at Del Mar.
Yeah, I never know. We have a problem with the
motorcycle.
Yeah, flat track motorcycles out at the Del Mar arena. Travis, how old are you?
11 years old.
How long have you been racing?
I've been racing since I was 5, and I started riding when I was 3.
No kidding. Motorcycles the whole time?
Yes.
Yeah, start out with a little 50 and then work your way up?
Yep.
What do you ride now?
I ride an 85 and 250, and my grandpa's building me a 450. Ooh. Not going to race it much next year, but I will practice it.
Okay. Now, explain to the folks, if you can, what is flat track racing? Because everybody sees motocross, right?
Yeah.
Flying in the air makes me dizzy. So, kind of explain flat track.
Flat track is a type of racing where you ride on an oval track with no jumps, not really flying in the air like motocross or supercross, but you go a lot faster than supercross. On big tracks, you would go up to 100.
Right.
Short tracks, about 70-ish.
And how much of it are you going straight, and how much of it are you going sideways? Probably about 80-20?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, when I was there, you know, helping out with the, you know, announcing and then being a grand marshal, When you first started doing this, did you have to close your eyes and throw your bike sideways into the turn? Because, I mean, really, that's what you have to do. You have to literally throw it sideways. Was that hard for you to do, or did that come fairly easy?
It came easy. It was like I would go in the corner sometimes, go straight, like on my little 50. Once I got the 65, it's harder to do it on knobbies. So when I got a 65, I got real flat track tires, and it helped it a lot.
Yeah. And you almost have the sliding is 80% of the whole deal. I mean, because you're in total control with your accelerator and your butt, right?
Yeah.
And once you learn that combination, speed is not a problem.
Nope. You just gotta throw it sideways when you come in the corner, slow yourself down.
And do you sort of hope you get out the other end?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's the first time you went to that turn, how fast do you go into it? Because it's not like, you know, in some races, you may not see it, but Mark and I have seen it a lot. But like a road course, you'll see like 3, 2, 1 telling you to start braking because you don't know how fast you can go into that turn. Flat track, you don't get any of that. You just go into it.
Just go into it.
I know.
How fast have you driven on the...
My fastest is probably somewhere around 80.
80 miles an hour.
11 years old.
I mean, dirt track. You know,
on a motorcycle.
That's where no fear came from. Now, I'm sure you've crashed, right?
Yeah, a bunch of times.
But the thing that you do that a lot of people may not realize is all the amount of money and time and effort you put into safety.
Yeah.
Your
helmet. Lots of gear. Yeah.
Your suit, I'm sure you wear a chest protector or some type of
stormtrooper. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. Yeah. You gotta have the most important thing is the gear. Without the gear, you might as well just be nothing. Oof.
Yeah. Don't even bother riding. Yeah. If you don't have the gear on, don't ride. I can't get used to motocross boots.
Nope. Me either. Speedway boots or leather. They're plastic. You can't move your feet.
I can't move my feet. That's why I don't like motocross. I just, okay, it's fine. I mean, I'm, God bless all the guys that can jump, you know, 13-story buildings. But it,
and that's all to protect from
broken ankles,
broken things.
But flat track. Now, do you wear a steel shoe on your left foot?
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about. Do you know the history of the steel shoe?
Well, the steel shoe helps you when you come in the corner, not like break your leg. Really, right. You come in, and if you, at the speed you're going into, if you put your foot down, your leg's just gonna go backwards. Your motorcycles keep on going.
Right.
You got to have that metal on the bottom, so you just skid across the ground.
Right. You kind of like an outrigger. You know, it's almost like, you know, you got two tires here, but then you have your left leg out there kind of.
Yeah, like, kind of like a three-wheeler.
Yeah. And sometimes you use it and sometimes you don't, you know, but you can't win without it.
Yeah.
Definitely. And is yours a full shoe or is yours a slip-on?
It's a slip-on. You have to, like, tie it around your boot.
It's just like they did back in the old days.
Yep.
You know, they just get a little hunk of metal and they'd bend it around the bottom of your shoe and around the cover of the toe.
Yep.
And yeehaw.
Now, how many other competitors are there in your group?
Well, we've got really fast people. Grant Holmes, Clayton Williams, they're real fast. James Ott. Those are the top kids right now.
Yeah. Your age?
Yeah.
Now, when you race, I can't remember. I have to count. How many bikes were in your group?
Usually? Well.
Depending on who shows up.
Yeah, really. But mostly around 10, maybe.
But isn't that scary?
Still a lot.
You got 10 guys, 10 guys going into that, and girls.
Let's not scream. Yeah.
Yeah, let's not forget the girls, but they're all going into that hard left-hand turn.
They want that first corner.
Yeah, all of them. That's when the most crashes are, come in that first corner.
Well, I'm telling you. Do you do it with your eyes open or your eyes closed?
Eyes open. Okay. Definitely.
I don't have the nerve to be a racer. Well, I can drive fast. I can drive on a track, and I cannot embarrass. Well enough to not embarrass myself, but you know, you know, with that skill, that ability, and you're going to translate that to driving on the road.
Oh, yeah. No, he'll be a phenomenal
driver.
That's a
third sense all around you.
He'll be a phenomenal driver when he gets behind the wheels of a car. He will be a phenomenal driver.
Everyone started from dirt track. That Tony Stewart, he did the cars on dirt.
Sure.
Everyone from that races road always comes from dirt.
Right. Yeah.
The good guys.
Yeah, exactly. And the guys that know, your better drivers all have dirt experience. Very rare. A.J. Foyt. Now you probably don't know who A.J. Foyt is. Older than dirt. Could drive anything he got behind the wheel, he won. But he started in the dirt. Tony Stewart. Everything Tony's gotten into, he's won. But he started in the dirt. I think dirt gives you a completely different attitude for car setup. Which brings up a point. I've always been wanting to ask somebody this. In flat track racing, is there a setup to the motorcycle?
Yeah.
Really? What do you have to set up?
Suspension is real important. Race Tech does my suspension. You can't have like a motocrosser because it's like too tall and it's just like real bouncy. Yeah. You want it not to, because when you throw it sideways, you don't want it bouncing
right
in the corner.
And the track is not baby smooth either.
Yeah,
there's ruts 3 inches deep. So you don't need to be bouncing into one rut out to the next one. Interesting.
It's scary enough catching your front tire in a rut like that, too.
What kind of bike do you ride?
A 250 85.
What manufacturer?
Honda. Yeah, both Honda.
Okay. The reason I say that is because you're now going to send this show to Honda and say, hey, you know, what do you think of that bike?
I love both bikes. I've got my 85 is real old. Both came from Mike Oates.
And they're Hondas?
Yeah.
Both Hondas? Yeah, I'm a Honda guy too. I love Hondas.
Travis, where do you see yourself in, what, you're 11, graduating high school? Where do you want your racing career to go? Where do you want to go with your racing career?
Do you want to make a career out of it?
Yeah, I want to be a GNC 1 and 2 champion.
And what does that mean?
GNC 1 is 450.
Well, so it's flat track as well.
Yeah, flat track, but it's like the experts, pros.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, the old flat tracks didn't have front brakes. Mm-hmm. Actually, they didn't have any brakes. Did you know that?
That's what steel shoe was for.
No, really. In fact, we had a couple of old vintage bikes there at Del Mar that were the true flat track motorcycles. No brakes at all.
Yeah.
Of course, you don't need brakes. Who wants to stop? You're going too fast. I mean, you don't have time to stop, right?
There's that pile up at the end.
Well, you just end up piling up with them because, I mean, brakes will never help you, especially on dirt.
No.
If anything, you'll just slip right out. Who does your engine work? Who does your tune-ups? Or sets your engine up?
Well, I have it go to a lot of people, Southland Racing, mostly.
Okay.
Have you learned anything about how to set up the bike yourself? Or you're,
no. I'm hoping to learn that with my grandpa this summer.
Okay. So, because you're going to need to know. I mean, it helps if you know that.
Well, it sounds like your grandpa was the one who got you into racing.
Yeah, my grandpa.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Did he used to race?
Yeah, my grandpa still races, actually.
Really?
Yeah, and my dad used to race, but he stopped when I was born.
Well, yeah, because we got to get you back on the track. Yeah. Who are some of your other sponsors?
First, Rod Lake Racing, Ann Ortega, Fontana Reader Johnson, Southland Racing, Garcia Racing, Sal Pluso, Carl Kahn, and my family mostly.
Yeah, it's probably more family than anything. All right. Hey, can you stay for one more segment?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to like have you down here for one more segment, and then I'll have you reread your sponsor slower because they'll appreciate it. We might even talk a little bit about them because, I mean, let's face it, they're the ones that are working hard to get you up there. And then when we come back, I want to kind of hear what your win-loss record is. See how well you've done. Have you done really well? Have you done okay? But we'll talk about that when we come back. Folks, you're listening to SD Motorsports right here on KCBQ AM 1170. We are the answer.
With no particular...
Saying, I don't know, is no longer acceptable. This is AM 1170, The Answer.
Really dirt, dude. All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to SD Motorsports right here on KCBQ AM 1170. This segment's brought to you by the good folks at Barona Circle Track. 1750 Wildcat Canyon Road in lovely Lakeside, 619-669-1303. Go to BaronaSpeedway.com, check out their schedule, find out when the racing starts up hot and heavy. Mark Maynard in the house, editor of the Union Tribune Wheel section. You can check his sections on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can actually get a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday subscription, and you'll be totally up to date. Everything automotive, car shows, events, reviews. Yes, and it fits well. We got Travis Petten. I'll never get it right. I should ask you to do it because you do better than I do. Seasoned flat track racer at the age of 9. 11, I'm sorry. 11 years old. What school you go to?
Watson Elementary.
All right. So what grade you in?
Fifth
grade. Wow. Remember fifth grade? No. You don't remember fifth grade. So you've been racing basically flat track.
Yes.
And you never really kind of dabbled in motocross or any of that?
When I was little, when I was 3 going to 5, I just rode motocross at a...
Oh.
That closed.
Yeah, the one at Cajon Speedway or the one up by Barona?
It's kind of near Barona.
Yeah, that poor track has... You know which one I'm talking about? That track has the worst time.
Is that the Oaks?
The Oaks. In fact, I was talking to the Barona people because I asked them, how come they don't do flat track racing since you're circle?
Yeah, they did it back then when my dad raced there. Mostly that's when he raced.
Yeah.
And I've been always wanting to. But
well, they may be bringing it back because I've been bugging. I'm going to bug the you-know-what out of them because why not? It's close. It's right there. And I tell you, folks, until you watch flat track racing, it's the most exciting thing. You'll be on the edge of your seat and horse when you're done. All right, so you've been racing for a long, long time. How many wins you got under your belt so far?
Well, a lot, especially in the Southern California Flat Track Association. Just in 2015, I won the 85 Open, 85 Expert, and won both of them, and second in the 250 Expert, and third in the 450 Open Expert.
Oh, my God.
We knew him when.
Jeez, no kidding. Oh, no, he'll be he'll be one of those guys when we say, hey Mark, remember that guy? But, wow, so you've actually been on a 450 already?
Well, I rode my 250 in that class.
Oh, okay. And the 250 is still quite a handful, right?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, really.
Especially for my age.
No kidding. And I'm sure Dad makes sure that your grades are in good condition. Otherwise, the motorcycle doesn't start.
The rules are... Good grades. If you don't get good grades, you can't ride.
That's right. And that's okay.
Yeah. That incentive works. You want to get grades so you can get on your bike.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. That incentive will work. Well, you know, because you'll be a better person in the end, you know. Yep. You plan on going to college? Are you going to do any of that?
Yeah, I plan to, actually.
Be an engineer or something, get more deeper into what you do?
Yeah.
Now, you're probably only going to get to ride motorcycles for just a short time. I mean, you're not going to be able to ride them until you're my age or your dad's age.
Yeah.
So, if somebody was to offer you something else, would you continue with it, or you just want to run the gamut as far as flat track?
Well, it depends. It depends when it happens in my lifetime.
Right.
If I'm like 30, maybe I want to ride flat track a little longer.
Yeah, because you still can. I probably shouldn't say that, because I think there was a guy out there 70.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was a bike sitting in the middle of the infield, too. It was a...
it made you think about it.
It's called a Champion frame, and it had the Honda motor in it. Yeah, was that your... That wasn't your grandfather.
No, it wasn't.
But you know the bike I'm talking about. They sat that there just to make me feel bad. Because I wanted to jump on that thing so bad I could taste it. And that's a Champion frame. I guess it's strictly a flat track frame for flat track racing, but vintage, right?
Yeah, vintage.
I wonder how much money that would cost.
What would you do with it?
I want to race. I wanted to do it so bad. So bad. But I purposely left all my gear at home.
Uh-huh.
Because you know I'm going to break something. You know I'm going to eat a pound of dirt.
We'd have it on YouTube, man.
I'd love every minute of it, too. All right. So let's go down through your sponsor list again. Who's the first one on your list?
Rod Lake Racing.
Now, who are these guys?
One person. He is he's a movie director.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he makes a lot of money.
We're going to make a movie on you? We're working. Who's your second one?
A.M. Ortega.
And what's that?
He broke his leg and a couple other things when he was he was in a media truck, and he was handing someone waters over to, because in between a race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. And he just liked you a lot.
Yep, and he just chose me to help out.
How cool is that? Who else you got? Who's next?
Fontana Radio Johnson.
And who are they?
His name is Jeff Johnson. He almost every other week he gives me a set of tires and $1,000.
Wow. Do you go through tires that much?
Yeah.
So I imagine so you'd
eat them. They're fairly soft.
Yeah, they're soft. You want them. But when you go on Blue Grooves, they just eat the tires up. One race, the tire's gone.
Really?
Yeah. But we don't always go on Blue Groove. Like Southern California.
Yeah.
Their main track's Paris, and that's not a Blue Groove.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Who else you got on your list?
Garcia Racing. They're John Garcia and Nicholas Garcia and his kids. He helps us out a lot. He gave us $1,000, helped us put it into my set of leathers, and just cheers me on every race.
Wow. So. Who did your leathers?
NGK.
All right. Yeah, I've seen NGKs. That's really nice.
Yeah, they're
really good. That
Travis Horn has them too. Everyone. Yeah.
They make them for you? Fit them to you?
Yeah.
All right, good.
What does a riding suit cost?
Yeah, well, what does a set of leathers cost?
And how often? Well, I guess you have to change as soon as you grow.
Not if you don't fall off.
Well,
you only have to change them after you fall off.
What's the old thing? Well, you know, the suit, the boots, the gloves, the helmet?
Yeah.
Depends. Ours was about $3,000.
How much?
$3,000.
$3,000 for a suit?
Yep.
God just love granddad.
God, you can't wear Levi's and a t-shirt?
I'm pretty sure I'm already grown out of them.
See, that's 11 years old, man.
So what's your helmet cost?
Oh, yikes.
Okay, that's all you need. Do you have yours custom painted?
No.
Get him pinched.
Well, you know, Richie had that custom painted helmet and just about destroyed it.
Yep.
I think he was more heartbroken because he wrecked his helmet because he'll never be able to use that helmet again. But it'll be nice. Put it up on the shelf and look at it. Okay, so you got, say, $2,000-$3,000 in the pant or the suit, boots.
Boots. We had a really good discount at
Boot Barn? No.
No.
Well, wherever you got them.
Yeah.
So what'd they run?
About $200. Sure.
Okay.
I would have guessed more.
Yeah, and then you got gloves. So
they're just going to grow out of them in a season.
Yeah. Wow.
Then they go to the little brother.
Yep. Right after me.
He's hoping. I got a sneaky feeling.
Does your little
brother
race? Does he want to race?
Yeah, he's racing. He rides a 15. He just got a 65. He's doing great.
Great.
He won his 50 championship last year.
Was he out there last weekend?
Yeah, he wasn't feeling too good, but he rode.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how you guys are.
How old's your brother?
He is 7 years old.
Oh, yeah. He's just a rookie, huh?
Yep.
He's almost, you'll have him trained in no time, huh?
Yep.
All right. Well, you know, and who else you got? Because I think we got a couple more minutes to talk about. Did we miss anybody?
Sal Peluso. He works on my hot shoe. Sal Peluso.
Now, he actually works on that left shoe, that metal shoe?
Yeah, he designed it, and he put a spacer in when I was about my brother's age. He put a spacer into it so I could fit it, and then he took it off a couple years ago.
My dad used to do that when I was his age, actually younger. He would go down to the Army Surplus Store and buy a pair of Army boots, like size 10, and I was like a size 3.
Stuff tissues in
stuff
them.
Stuff the nose with newspapers. Hey, they lasted forever. Wow. And, you know, and I think a lot of people don't realize how much work goes into that shoe.
Yeah.
Because is it grooved? Is it got, it's got like runners underneath it or anything?
Well, it's like shaped just like a, like your shoe, you're but right. It has that toe thing on top. And, then you have like, I don't know what you call it, but it's like a.
Like runners or grooves underneath it?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, and it kind of blows the dirt out the back.
Yeah.
Wow. Who else you got for sponsors? Anybody else?
Carl Kahn. He doesn't give us money, but he every race he'll put gas in my bike. He'll
good.
Cheers me on.
Wow.
Checks my tire pressure. He's just great.
Well, and the thing of it is, I think what's important to what you just said there is if anybody wanted to help you or any other racer that they know, it doesn't have to be $1 million.
Yeah.
It could be somebody that comes out, maybe he'll barbecue for you.
Yeah.
Or fix sandwiches.
Anything else.
I know, you do. I know. And I can tell you, most of the time you go out there to the races, all they're eating is bologna and cheese sandwiches, cold pizza.
Not if,
but if you went out there and boy, start barbecuing, you'd be a star. Anybody else you got on your list?
No, that's it.
All right.
Looking
but you're
for
always
more.
You're looking for more?
Yep.
Now, are you social media savvy? Are you on Facebook?
I have Facebook and Instagram.
So do I. How do they find you on Facebook?
You just look up Travis Pettin for IV.
Okay. Ivy League or just IV?
IV.
IV. All right. So now it's just you and your brother. You got any sisters?
Nope.
What's your mom say about all this?
Well, she's not around that much. My dad and mom got divorced.
Oh, well, that's too bad. All right. So she doesn't know that you're going to be a superstar and be on TV? And
no, not really.
Ah, that's all right. But you're going to do good. We have a sneaky feeling. So, geez. So now you've been doing this motor. Have you ever thought about four wheels? I mean, well, does that even get you interested?
Yeah, I love four wheels. When I was younger, my dad had this little Explorer that I would drive around on. Yeah, a little beat up thing.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
And I ride, we have a 90 quad at home that I ride all the time.
All right. So you're not objective to riding anything that
anything.
Goes fast.
I'll ride anything that has a motor in it.
I like the way this kid thinks. I truly do. Well, man, I tell you, and here's the deal. Now that you've been on the show, anytime you go to a race, you don't have to come into the studio unless you want to. But what I'd like you to do is call in on a Sunday and tell us how you did.
Okay.
And you got to do the good, and you got to do the bad, and you got to do the ugly.
That helps you get better, though.
Yeah, because I've had people say, well, I'll call in when I win. Well, I may never hear from you again.
No,
I don't
want to
do that.
Exactly. Let's,
yeah, and then what will happen is I'll send you this show.
Okay.
You have a computer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Download it, put it in a file, and save it.
Yeah.
And every time you come on, then I'll start sending you these shows. If we come on KUSI, I'll send you the clips. Then that way, when you go out to try to get big money, you know, if you plan to do something else, then you've got the tools.
Yeah.
Because if you just go out and say, hey, I'm pretty cute. How about give me some money? Well, your grandfather will do it, but nobody else will do it. Well, that's pretty interesting. Anything that you'd like to close with before we go?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming in, and we'll definitely have you back again. Folks, what's your number?
82.
On the bike?
Yeah, on the bike. My phone number is 76.
We don't want to give that out. Somebody may come and get you.
When is your next race?
Yeah, it's coming up.
Yeah, my next race is at Paris, California, short track. February 13th.
All right. You know what? You know how to go on up there. It's a Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll have to take you up there. I'll put you on a 50. I could see you.
You know, I might do better than you think, okay? So
I didn't say that. I'd be forever indebted. All right,
would so want to be throwing dirt in my face.
I just want to be behind you. That's all. All right. Hey, we're going to go ahead and let Travis and his dad came in and his little brother came in. We didn't get them on air because it was kind of all about Travis. And I just can't tell you how good you are on air. I mean, you did a phenomenal job, and we really, really look forward to having you back.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a small break. When we come back, we've got some folks from Paris Auto Speedway on the line right here on KCBQ AM 1170 SD Motorsports. Plans for later on tonight.
Hi, folks. Dave Stahl here for my friends at San Diego Auto Repair Care, a group of Napa Auto Care Centers that provide quality auto repair in the San Diego area. When you drive, almost all decisions you make are influenced by one thing, your ability to see clearly. So with inclement weather ahead, now's the time to go to SanDiegoAutoRepairCare.com for a great deal on wiper blades and headlamps. Now through December 31st, 2015, buy one, get one free on Napa wiper blades and headlamps. Have one Napa wiper blade or headlamp installed and receive the second blade or lamp free. Before you head out for the holidays, go to SanDiegoAutoRepairCare.com for great savings and more visibility. At San Diego Auto Repair Care, you will experience the family quality service you'll tell your friends about. Hey, safe travels from our family to yours. Visit SanDiegoAutoRepairCare.com. That's SanDiegoAutoRepairCare.com. Hey, even your dad would trust these guys.
AM 1170, TheAnswer.com. Hear us anywhere in San Diego and the world. AM 1170, The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to KCBQ AM 1170. This is the SD Motorsports Show, brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway, www.parisautospeedway.com. Go to 18700 Lake Paris Road in Paris, California. Check their website out for the next race coming up. Trust me, it is one you will definitely want to see. Well, you folks know Stephen Fangmeyer is on the line from Paris Auto Speedway, and he's going to fill us in on his last season and what he's got in store this season at Paris. How you doing, Steve?
I'm good, Dave. How's it going?
I'm not doing too bad. How about you?
Oh, well, you know, I wish we were racing already, but getting there.
Yeah, well, I don't know why in Southern California you think we'd be racing 24/7, wouldn't you?
Well, I mean, there's Winter Series in Paris, and I hope everybody was there to check it out yesterday, and one up at KCRP in Bakersfield, but we kind of didn't end the season on a very good note. So we're currently waiting on the new chassis to get done so we can get back after it.
Yeah, tell us about this little episode in Bakersfield. I understand you had a pretty wicked flip.
Yeah, we first lap of the heat race, drove down into turn three, and one thing led to another, got together with a fellow racer just a little bit, and that was enough to just send me over. Went barrel rolled it 1.5 times, landed upside down on the top of the cage, and it went over another 2 more times. So it was unfortunately, it wasn't the first time I've been upside down, but that one definitely hurt the most.
Yeah, to the point where the car was destroyed, wasn't it?
Yeah, I twisted it pretty good, bent up, collapsed the top of the roll cage, and just twisted the whole chassis to the point to where the amount of work that it would have taken to get it raceable again was just pretty much not worth it. So we took everything off the bolt, and, you know, all the bolt-on parts were good. The motor's good. The transmission's good. The rear end's good. Took all the bolt-on parts out. I mean, it even bent the steering wheel, bent the mount for the steering shaft. It bent everything. So
did you walk away from this?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I walked back to the trailer and hit the ibuprofen.
Hit it hard, too, I'll bet.
Yeah.
But now this is a sprint car, correct?
Modified. Yeah, IMC modified.
Oh, my. A modified. They don't flip that often, do they?
Oh, well, yeah. With these modifieds, it's not too hard to get the left front tire to pull up off the ground a little bit.
True.
And so that makes them, you know, kind of like a sprint car. They become a little bit more unstable that way, but they're faster. So
wicked fast. What do you got, 600 horse under the bonnet?
Yeah, and our big motors are pushing 650. Engines by George Bolden built our engines, and does a really good job. The problem with that is that when you go race a lot of the tracks up in the Central Valley or Arizona or Vegas, you know, they're not horsepower tracks, and a lot of horsepower can actually hurt you. So we have another motor that's putting out a little bit less, that's a little bit more drivable when the track gets real dry, slicks off, starts to take rubber. So you know, we kind of know in these modifieds, it's maybe a 2-hour job to swap motors. It's not really that difficult. So we know, depending on where we're going to go, whether we need to have the horsepower or right. whether we need to turn it down a little bit.
Now, how old was the chassis that you destroyed?
It was a 2011 that I had got used from a guy in Iowa almost a year to the day before. So I had that car about a year before it met its maker.
All right. Are you getting a new chassis for the new car, or is this an upgraded or older chassis? What are you getting?
We're getting a brand new 2016 BMS by Extreme that should be finished here in the next couple of weeks, and we'll get it squared away. And you know, we got some good guys behind us helping us get that done, and then we'll hit Paris for maybe one of the winter series races, or rent the track out, do some testing, and get it dialed in. And then as soon as we get it running and get it done, we're going to hit the ground running, hoping to make our first race of the year is the Outlaw Showdown in that Las Vegas Dirt Motor Speedway dirt track.
Right.
So we're gonna hit that. Then the next weekend, Paris Auto Speedway kicks off their season, so we'll be there. Mm-hmm. And then everywhere from there on forward, you know, we can race. That's a nice thing about the IMCA sanctioned division. We can race modifieds anywhere, pretty much every weekend from now through till I think July, and race every weekend at least once a weekend, and drive no more than 8 or 10 hours to a racetrack. So it all depends on kind of, you know, budget wise,
sure,
how everything's looking. So we got a lot of great sponsors backing us, and they help out a lot, but you know, we still pay a lot out of pocket, especially when it comes to traveling.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, Scott asked me to mention to you something about your 2016 helmet. He says you always, for whatever reason, always have the best, I guess, looking helmet on the track.
Yeah, you know, to me, a driver's helmet is kind of his personality.
Yeah,
and you know, when you get to looking at the outside of the car, you got sponsors and names and numbers, and you know, those are the people to help you get around. And a guy's helmet is kind of the one thing that is left to him, you know. And Brady Lambert runs Shifty Illusions up in Bakersfield, California, and the guy is an absolute artist. Wow. And the effort and the time that he puts into all these helmets that he does is second to none, and is extremely affordable compared to the guys that are doing all the NASCAR helmets. You know, they're going to ask twice of what Brady's going to charge you, and you get half the paint job. So last year we had one done that's blue and orange, and my personal Facebook page, my Instagram page, and our race team page, there's pictures of that. He's also the same guy that painted the breast cancer helmet that we raffled off last year.
Wow.
You and I talked about. And he's now, right now, is in the works. It's almost done. It's my roots, my dad grew up in Nebraska. I got a lot of family in Nebraska. So it's a Nebraska Cornhuskers themed helmet. You know, it's a combination between kind of racing style and football style, and it's pretty cool. Big logo up the side, little, you know, cornfields and scarecrow, and it's neat. It's pretty neat. Again, pictures of that on my Instagram and Facebook, and then you can check Brady out on Facebook and Instagram at Shifty Illusions.
All right. You know what? You want to give him a little love? What you need to do is, you got my email address?
I do.
Okay. Send my email to him and ask him if he would like to come to San Diego some weekend, and I'll put him in as many of his helmets as he wants on TV if he'd like to get some publicity. Now, if he doesn't want any...
Cool, because I'm after him to come down all the time, so maybe I'll just drive up to Bakersfield and kidnap him.
Yeah, and just tell him, hey, you know, we'll put your helmets on TV, and, you know, and give him a little bit of love back, and, you know, I mean, why not? I mean, let's face it. I mean, if you're that hyped on his helmets, and I love helmets. I'm just like you. I want my helmet to be personalized. I want it to be me. And that's the only way you can recognize drivers in a lot of cases is what helmet they're wearing.
Yeah, he's done helmets for a lot of sprint car guys. You know, sprint car guys tend to look at, you know, custom painted helmets a little bit more than a modified or a stock car guy does.
Right.
But, you know, he's done it for Ronnie Gardner, the USAC Western States Midget Champion that races at Paris a bunch. You know, Bud Kading. There's a bunch of them.
Well, and what we could do, too, get your car done. Okay, get your car all done. And maybe we can work it out either between races or before the first race. Get the car on TV, bring him down, the helmets, and you know, do a whole media blast on it. And because you know, let's face it, I mean, if he does that good of work, I mean, there's a lot of other riders and drivers out there that I'm sure would like to get a chunk of his helmet.
Oh, 100%. He started painting motocross helmets.
Did he really? Wow. Well, I just had a kid. I don't know if you were listening, but we just had a 9-year.
I did. I heard him.
11-year-old. 11-year-old. You know, and this is a little flat.
I have to get Travis hooked up with Brady and get him a nice helmet.
Yeah, no kidding. I would really, really like to do that. Well, hey, Steve, thank you very much for taking time out of your day and calling in. And I wish you all the luck in 2016. And Mark Maynard, editor of the Union Tribune Wheels section, will be him and I'll be dragging him up to Paris and get him engrossed in all this cool racing because he misses it all the time because he's doing too many other things. But I'll kidnap him and you kidnap your guy and we'll make this thing happen.
Hey, that sounds good. Real quick, Dave, if you don't mind, just want to give a shout-out to my sponsors. You know, we got a few new ones. Can't thank the guys that have been with us for years enough. You know, Ams Oil, Rent a Home, Not a House, and Dogwood Acres Campground. They're come to us all the way from Ohio, so if you guys are ever traveling across country and need somewhere to stay, they'll hook you up at Dogwood Acres.
Cool.
And this year we got a few new guys on board, Domestic Diesel, a diesel repair shop out of Chino, California. They do amazing work. Lawler's Towing, if you guys ever need a tow and you're in the Paris or Riverside area, check them out. You know, we got Shifty backing us, you know, Brady and all of his work. Ibox Springs and Axis Rod In. So, you know, I can't. And then Rebel Signs, Billy Wormsbecker, fellow modified racer, always keeps my cars looking good. So.
Wow. All right. Well, hey, I've got a guy here in town, TMS. They do titanium, and they're supplying all the NASCAR teams. Maybe I'll get you two guys hooked up. You'll throw some stuff your way, and you can start going titanium. What the hey?
Hey, that works. You know, I'm no little boy, so every pound I can save helps.
All right, Steve. Thank you very much. I'll get this show shot out to you, and look forward to seeing you in the 2016 series. And good luck, and congratulations on the new car.
Thanks, Dave. Have a good one.
All right, you too. All right, folks, we're going to take a small break, and that's it for the day. We got one more just 15-minute segment. We can talk about some of the fun things. NASCAR's inductee into the Hall of Fame.
Ooh, I got the Audi R8 pricing, and that's tied into Daytona.
Let's do that when we get back right here on KCBQ AM 1170, The Answer.
AM 1170, The Answer.
Folks, hey, welcome back. You're listening to SD Motorsports with Dave Stahl and Mark Maynard. Mark Maynard, editor of the Union Tribune Wheels section. Mark's got some info. Oh, by the way, we want to thank Certified Car Care for all their support. 11370 North Woodside mentioned that you heard this on KCBQ, and they will do a free dyno pull on your car, any car. All you got to do is call them, 619-444-7170. So, you were talking about what is Audi?
The 2017 Audi R8, you know, which we all know is a pretty cool sports car, and we've been waiting for it to be updated. This year will mark the all new Audi R8,
mm-hmm.
And so we've been waiting to see photos of it and the pricing of it. And they just announced pricing ahead of the Daytona
24
race
hour
on kicks off January 30th next mm-hmm. Saturday. Mm-hmm. And that's because a lot of this car was engineered from experience in the racing version.
And they're amazing on the track.
They are.
They're amazing on the track.
It's all-wheel drive. It goes on. Well, 2017, so right now, you've got two V10 models.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your basic 5.2-liter V10 and then the V10 Plus. So the entry model's got 540 horsepower. It can go get the 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds, mm-hmm. top track speed of 199. So then they got the new top model, which is the Plus model. That's 610 horsepower. It does 0 to 60 in 3.2 seconds. So pricing on the entry model starts at $164,150. And then the Plus starts at $191,150. And that includes that nice $1,250 freight charge.
Oh, yeah.
That probably comes in a box that I could live in.
Probably.
And, you know, everything, of course, everything is better, faster, quicker, lighter, more powerful than it was last year.
Sure.
But, you know, it's interesting because this will turn into the year of the supercar.
I think you're right.
Because you've got this Audi R8. You've got the Nissan NSX. We will have the Ford GT.
Don't forget the GTR.
Nissan GTR.
Yeah.
That's 200 grand there. And then they've got that righteous Nismo model that we're going to get.
We're going to get the Nismo GTR.
Yeah.
And then you've got Corvette. You've got...
Well, you got the Z06. You've got a Porsche, the new 2017 911, which has got more power than ever.
Right. And you can throw the Challenger Hellcat in there, really. I mean, it's
I don't think... I don't put those as supercars.
You don't think about the supercar?
Well, no, you're looking at this is basically 100 grand.
Oh, okay, okay.
100 grand, $100,000
club. What about Aston? Well...
Well, yeah, you got, you know, but these are new ones coming.
Right, right.
NSX, GT.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think the door has been kicked wide open for performance, horsepower, and speed?
Well, I also see a trend developing on large luxury sedans. Mm-hmm. Cadillac CT6, Lexus G, their new, what is it, Genesis brand, Volvo G90, large sedan. Yeah. You know, the LaCrosse.
The 300 SRT8.
Ford Lincoln Continental. Yeah.
300 SRT8, Ford Lincoln Continental.
But these are almost a little bigger than those. There haven't been that large class of car that isn't of that much interest. Right. You know, the sales are all in midsize, not in the larger cars.
Right, right, right.
But I think this is a world interest. You know, this is going, you know, whether it's a supercar or it's a super expensive luxury car, you know, you're looking at the Middle East. You're looking at China.
Yeah.
Russia.
Korea.
Possibly.
Yeah. I mean, they're big in those types of cars as well. Yeah. So
that's on the luxury. You know, those are still small numbers, but it's a big payoff when you sell one of those for $250,000.
Well, yeah, because you're only selling a couple of, you know, a month.
And it's it's a showcase of technology and the halo. And, you know, you might not, you want to go to the dealer to see an NSX, so you may never buy one. You might buy the ILX.
Well, I had a kid at KUSI this week that had a GTR. And
just plain old $100,000 GTR.
1,000 horsepower. He's probably put another 50K in it. In fact, I may have him come on the show.
That's a cult.
Because that's what he does. He just winds up GTRs until they pop.
You know, I know another shop in Escondido that does a big time horsepower upgrades to imports. They've been working on some vintage Nissan that they got in there.
You don't remember who his name is?
I do. I'll come back with that.
Oh, okay.
I forget now.
Cavalis?
No. It's a number. It's a.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you'll come back to it as soon as we go off
air. Yeah, no, it'd be fun to have them in.
As soon as we go off air.
It'll come back to me.
As soon as we go off air.
5123. I forget.
Yeah.
We should get her in here to talk.
It's
She's
her?
Rugged. Yeah. Well, she and her boyfriend. Husband.
Sure. Why not? Well, you know, that's one of the fun things we do.
They're cranking out power.
Give some local love to these folks because you just seen it here. The enthusiasm.
11-year-old superstar to be. That's so cool.
I mean, and he is.
Complete composure.
He thought before he spoke.
Yeah, and he spoke. Yeah.
He was exceptional. So. And it's fun, but I like supporting the local racers in here. I want to get SDKA in here again and, you know, some of the other groups just to, make things happen. If you're not aware of it, if you're not a NASCAR fan, too bad, but the NASCAR Hall of Fame Class of 2016 has been announced. Some people you will know, some people you won't. The ones you won't know will make you wonder why it took so long to get him in, but that's what it is. Jerry Cook. Drove modifieds and did 342 wins, 26 poles out of 1,474 starts.
He ranged from 63 to 82. Man.
That's insane. So you got Jerry Cook, and then your next guy, Bobby Isaacs, which I've actually seen Bobby drive. Bobby Isaacs, again, started in the dirt, worked his way up.
Became a phenomenal race car driver. 309 starts, 37 wins, poles 49. Texas Terry Labonte. And if you remember Terry, you know, he's out there with the Kellogg's car, and the one Earnhardt pushed him through the start-finish line sideways after wadding him all up.
Oh, nice.
And all Dale said was, all I'm just trying to do is rough him up a little bit. Didn't mean to wreck him. But he won the race. 881 starts, 22 wins, 27 poles. Bruton Smith. Boy, now there's a guy that really does it. He should have been in a long time ago. Bruton Smith brought more excitement to a racetrack than anybody else. He's the chairman and CEO of Speedway Motorsports, Inc., who owns about three-quarters of the tracks out there. And he helped build Motor Speedway, and he was just a massive promoter. Curtis Turner. Boy, I tell you, now there was that's your old...
1949 to 68.
Yeah, there's that. And he didn't have any starts, 184, 117, pole 16. But he was one of these kind of guys that, you know, you didn't want to mess with him. You didn't want to mess with him.
Babe Ruth of stock car racing.
Yeah, exactly. Then we have the Landmark Award. That goes to Harold Brasington. And Harold was brought into it. I think he was doing it. It was mainly in the PR aspect of it. And he worked well within the tracks at that time. So, and then Steve Burns, I don't know if you know who Steve is, but he's the Squire Hall Award winner. He just passed away at a very young age, born in 59, died in 2015 of cancer.
Hmm.
He was a pit reporter for NASCAR, just did a phenomenal job. And then, of course, another 2016 nominee was Buddy Baker, which we all remember, old Buddy.
59 to 1992, he raced.
699 starts, 19 wins, 38 poles.
He's 6 foot six.
Yeah, how they got him. Well, he would never get in today's cars. Because, I mean, Michael Waltrip is 6 foot three and can barely get in. Red Baron should have been in years ago. Had only 15 starts, 2 wins, 2 losses.
3 years, 1949 to 1951.
Richard Childress, owner driver, he's also in. Ray Everham. Ray Fox.
Ray Everham. I love hearing his commentary.
I do, too.
Who does he comment? Who's he do?
He does Americana.
Americana.
I asked him about that. I interviewed him. I said, really?
He's good at that. I like that.
Yeah, but I don't like the name of the show, Americana.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, hey, we're going to have to hit the dusty trail. We'll talk more about the inductees next week if you'd like, folks. Hopefully you've enjoyed this show as much as we've enjoyed bringing it to you. This is KCBQ AM 1170. We are the answer. Mark, thank you very much. And don't forget, folks, go get a UT.
Thank you, Dale.
My pleasure.
Bye.
SD Motorsports on AM 1170. The answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.